You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's now time to talk about an event that blind and partially sighted people will be able to attend, organised by Retina UK. But what is it exactly? Well, I am joined by Digital Senior Events Coordinator Lauren Osborne-Lewis from Retina UK. Lauren, thank you for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So for people that don't know, can you tell us a bit about Retina UK and what you guys do?
We're a charity dedicated to supporting individuals affected by inherited sight loss. And we also fund pioneering research to help make their challenges a thing of the past.
Now, you have a conference running, well, technically two conferences. Can you tell us a little bit about these?
Both are free to attend, and we have a fantastic lineup of speakers and exhibitors to help us also mark 50 years of Retina UK. So these conferences will be taking part as part of our celebratory 50th anniversary year. So our first conference takes place on the 19th of September, so Friday, the 19th of September, and it is our professional conference. So our professional conference welcomes all of those from the health, social care, and education sector. It's CPD accredited. And we offer a full day of expert-led sessions. I would also say that this conference is hybrid, so people can register to attend in person or attend online. Our second conference is our annual conference. Again, we have a fantastic lineup of speakers that are going to be talking about the latest developments in research, hearing from leading voices within that field. Also will be an opportunity for people to connect with others that are affected by inherited sight loss and hear about lived experience. Now that conference takes place on Saturday, the 20th of September, again in London, and it's for anybody that is part of our community. So anybody that is living with the condition, with one of our conditions of inherited sight loss, and also they can bring their friends or family or partners that they might want to bring to that as well. Now, both events are taking place at the Holiday Inn in Regent's Park in London. Both days start at 10 a.m. and both finish at around 4 p.m.
Now, let's take a look at some of the exhibitors. Do you have any highlights when it comes to exhibitors that stand out?
Yeah, of course. So we have a range of exhibitors that are coming to our conference, some of which are fellow charities that support those with inherited sight loss, along to some other businesses as well. So we have like Calibre Audio, Stargardt's Connected, Vocalize. We also have BBS, British Wireless for the Blind. Retina UK, of course, will also be exhibiting, as well as Cure Usher and Sight and Sound. But there are other ones as well, which I have not mentioned.
That is fantastic. And are there any social parts at E1 or both of these conferences where people can make connections and network together?
Both, have networking opportunities. So within our programme, we have plenty of breaks that are taking place. And I think that's a perfect time to be networking and getting to know each other. And a lot of that often takes place during our coffee breaks or during like the exhibition space, when people are looking around the exhibition space.
Now, going back to the conference program then that we just talked about, you've had these conferences before many times. How different is this year's conference compared to the others?
We have played around with the structure a little bit this year. And what we have done is during our afternoon session, so we've changed the sort of structure a bit. So with our professional programme in particular, for the professionals conference, in the afternoon, we are having specific afternoon sessions for specific groups of people that are working within the sight loss sector. So for example, we have three specific sessions. One is for rehab workers, which is led by Simon Levette. We also have a session for ECLOS, which is being led by Stevie Johnson. And we also have a session for low vision / optometrists, which is being led by Louise Gao. And all of those are CPD accredited as well. If you are not part of one of those groups but are attending in person, we are having a session in the main room, which is about technology, led by Davinda Kula. And that session will also be available for online participants. And then likewise, in our annual conference, so that's for our community, in the afternoon session, we are having a session called Together We Thrive, Exploring Possibilities with Our Community. Now, we have four groups of people that are talking, and they're going to talk about specific areas that we think our community would want to hear about. So we're going to be talking about employment, sport and leisure, mobility and travel, and day-to-day living. Now, for those sessions, we are having our community run them. So it's going to be fueled by lived experience, and each of those will have little, yeah, sort of little presentations about them. And then following that, we are having a meet the speakers session. So this is sort of a free flowing afternoon where those that are attending the conference in person will be able to roam around the venue and meet the speakers that we have that day, including our exhibitors as well. If you were joining online though for our annual conference, we do also have a session for you. We have an Ask the Expert session with Professor Julie Silverstreet, which is Clinical Director of Ophthalmic Services at the Belfast Health and Social Care Trust, Honorary Professor at the Centre Public Health in Queen's University Belfast, and co-lead of the Northern Ireland Clinical Research Network. So there's lots. Our programme is jam-packed, and that's only our afternoon sessions. If you want to see the full programme with our speakers, it'll be all over our social media and on our website.
If people would love to attend one or both of these conferences, how can they go about that? And are there any application deadlines for attendance?
Both registrations can be found online. So if you are a professional working within the sight loss sector, you can do that via our website. Now, our website is retinauk.org.uk. And there will be links to find our conference on there. But if you would like the actual hyperlink, the address is retinauk.org.uk/event/professionals-conference. And that is exactly the same for our annual conference as well. So if you are part of the community and would like to attend our annual conference, which is on the Saturday, again, all of registration is taking place on our website. So the hyperlink for that one is retinauk.org.uk/event/annual-conference. So it'll all be signposted directly on our website. Even if you go to the homepage, there should be the conference already on the homepage, which is easy to navigate. On the page, you'll also find a really thorough programme, and it takes you through the day, the timings, and what to expect, including some of our speakers. And then below that is our registration form, which you can register. There's not actually a deadline per se, but I would encourage people to sign up soon just to make sure they have a place and make sure that it doesn't run out either.
Fantastic. Well, if you would like to attend, do go to the links that Lauren has mentioned. Thank you very much, Lauren Osborne-Lewis from Retina UK, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.